Welcome, one and all. It is 4:01 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tuft Freeform Radio. I am your host for this hour, Andrew Fellows, and you are listening to the one and only Andromeda here on MFO. Yes, folks, it is our first show, our first official show of the spring semester, first day of the new schedule. Got a lot of great stuff lined up for you today. Some new stuff from a wonderful, wonderful band called Black Country New Road on their new album called Ants From Up There, among other things. Some things I've been digging over the winter break. Some stories from winter break. And some stories from my life, too. Some cool songs. It's going to be a variety hour of sorts. Playing under me right now is some Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. I'm gonna play you in with that, but I'll be back. Folks, we are officially back, as I said earlier in my somewhat botched introduction. That was Pat Metheny Group with As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls, the live version from their album Travels, which is an amazing live album. And today, as I said, it's going to be a bit of a variety hour. Some stuff I was digging over the break, some stuff that I've been coming back to recently, as well as some very exciting new stuff. And some of the influences for this amazing new album I'm going to play for you. Don't worry, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I've been very, very digging this Black Country New Road album all week. If you know me, you know that I've been talking about it nonstop over the past few days. If you've had a conversation with me, it's inescapable. I'm obsessed. I'm quite obsessed. So we're going to get to that later in the hour, but for now it's time to take a trip back in time to some stuff that I was rediscovering and re-appreciating over the winter break. So let's hit it. This is The Roaches, of course, with their song Hammond Song. You may know it if you're an Avalanches fan or if you have good taste. From their self-titled debut, this is Hammond Song.
If you go down
nice short and sweet one from Pine Grove off of their new album 1111. That was Alaska. Pine Grove's really been growing on me lately. A friend recommended them to me just in time for me to experience their new album, and I'm very glad that they did release an album, and I'm glad that my friend recommended Pine Grove to me. But yeah, it's very much digging that, but of course very overshadowed by some other stuff that's been coming out too. But we're still not going to get to that just yet, because right now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the PSA. I know it's a little bit early in the hour for that, but you know, why not switch things up? This PSA I chose just because the name of the association is quite interesting, and I'll get to that after I read it. Alternative Scouting. This is one about alternative scouting. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa.us. Sorry, bpsa-us.org, or by calling 636-542-8855. This has been a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And the reason why I chose that was because Baden-Powell is the name of a famous singer-songwriter from Brazil, but I assume he has nothing to do with this PSA or this association. I just thought it was interesting because it's like an acronym, it's a hyphenated name, Baden-Powell, but Baden-Powell's name, of course, does not include a hyphen. I just thought that was an interesting connection. Wonder if there's any cosmic link there. But anyway, that was our PSA. Glad we got that out of the way. Or at least I think you're glad we got that out of the way. But now let's get back to the stuff I've been digging over winter break. This is a fun song because it's very much connected to a very pivotal moment in my driving career, in my my motor vehicle operation career. So I'll set the scene. I'm 16 years old, right? Visiting colleges. This might have been the summer or fall of my senior year. And so I'm crossing over. So we're driving up to New York City to Fordham University to go visit Fordham because that was a college that I was applying to. I don't know why I did. I didn't really like it that much. I just kind of decided that it was a good location. So, but it was in the Bronx in New York City, so we had to cross over the George Washington Bridge, the treacherous and infamous high-traffic bridge across the Hudson River. And I had not been driving for very long. This was very early in my driving career, as I said. And I was very, very nervous to go over this very high traffic bridge with my limited driving expertise because I was in the driver's seat. I guess my dad had enough confidence in me to let me drive over the George Washington Bridge, which was a pretty spectacular thing to do at that stage. But this song that I'm about to play guided me along. It was playing on the radio. And to this day, I credit it with the fact that I did not crash or do anything embarrassing that day. I handled it like a champ, and that was my first major driving win. And the song is by the Pretenders. It's called Mystery Achievement, and here it is. We'll be right back.
words, but fell out of reach. I said right out of reach. I could ignore.
Eu quero ver o pôr do sol.
There's one from Javan from 1984, from his album Lilas, the title track. Pretty amazing song about sunsets, pretty amazing 80s pop song. And then before that, we heard an 80s rock song, Mystery Achievement, from The Pretenders. Really, really love that Javan song. Anybody who knows me knows that I listen to a lot of Brazilian music. A lot of people say that I should have taken Portuguese instead of the languages that I do take, but... You know, it's messed up that they're trying to get rid of the Portuguese department here at Tufts. That could be my political message for today. Might have to log that in the little political discussion book that we have here at the station. My little 2 cents there. It's messed up. We should be adding more languages here at Tufts University, not subtracting them, just because they have lower enrollment than some other languages, because Portuguese is an incredibly important language spoken by hundreds of millions of people in Europe and South America and all over the world. That's my 2 cents. Anyway, next up is the one that I've been waiting for, the album that I've been waiting for a long, long time, the sophomore album from one British post-punk art rock band called Black Country New Road. I'm going to play the first two short tracks here, and then take a break to play some other stuff that's somewhat related to their music, and then come back to play a very dramatic and long, long-awaited tune that has come to us in studio form from that band. But yes, let's start things off with the intro and Chaos Space Marine from Black Country New Road.
fall behind. The war is over. Lift the anchors, set an open course for New York state lines. I think of all that went wrong. The sailor boys light up in song, and they sing of London. Love they made there, will it really last any time? What's that that you said to me? Oh, I'm a chaos space marine, so what? I love you, darling, will you take my metal hand? It's cold. In time you will find these things take up space inside your mind. Where you could be keeping the hottest thoughts of the sea.
Questions that don't matter anyway. to celebrate here today. Something changed. Holy breath of the
Arcade Fire there with Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels, the album opener off of their 2004 Titan of Indie Rock, Funeral. Just one of the many influences on Black Country New Road, which we will be hearing from next. But before that, I also want to mention that we heard Marlene Dietrich from Black Midi, a contemporary of Black Country New Road, and they sometimes perform together as Black Midi New Road. That was off of their album Cavalcade from last year, a wonderful, wonderful album. I got to see them last fall at the Sinclair in October of last year, put on a hell of a show, really just incredible. And then before that was Different Class, from the album Different Class. It was Something Changed from Pulp, a Britpop predecessor of the modern scene over there in the UK. And then starting off of that four song set was the album opener of the new Black Country New Road album, Chaos Space Marine. And since I'm just saying Black Country New Road over and over and over again, I do want to give some background as to why this album is so important, especially given recent events. The release of the album comes just days after frontman and unique vocal performer Isaac Wood announced his departure from the band for health reasons. I was planning to go see Black Country New Road in concert down at the Sinclair, but sadly that appearance, along with all the other tour dates, was canceled. So the release of this album took on a lot of new weight for me and for a lot of other people who are very hopeful about the future of the band, because Isaac Wood, I can't stress this enough, was very much the heart and soul of the band. So I'll be interested to see how they continue on as a group. I hope they do. I hope they can find another way to do what they do. But it's going to be a hard shoes to fill. Tough shoes to fill, man. But anyway, this song that I'm about to play is quite a doozy, as Eric Schumann might put it. Eric Schumann is one of my favorite DJs from my home city of Philadelphia, and he loves the word doozy, and so do I. It's a perfect term for this next song. Oh dear, it is the album closer from Ants From Up There by Black Country New Road, and it is a long-awaited song that was once performed live, but we never got a studio version of it until now, and it's called Basketball Shoes. Hold on to your hats, folks. This is going to be one crazy ride, courtesy of Isaac Wood and the good folks at BCNR. Here we go.
Concorde flies in my room, tears the house to shreds, defines the night as such, a home for us, sticking sex. At every market town that we intersect, I die like 15 times. The dark blue stem brings me to their breath. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well, we are quite down to the wire here with only about 40 seconds left in the hour. But this is Andrew, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a show called Andromeda, on every week for this semester, 4 p.m. Sundays. And I'm about to pass it over to Greg in the next 20 seconds, but hope you enjoyed that doozy of a song as well as all the other music I played today. And have a good evening, have a great week. And I'm going to play you out. Well, I'm not even going to play you out. This is going to be Greg with great songs about nothing good. It's a remote show. I'm just going to fade him up now. Peace.